How did click continents develop in southern and east Africa? As some of you may or may not know, the usage of click consonants is exclusively found in southern and east Africa, such as Zulu, which is spoken in South Africa, or Sandawe, which is spoken in Tanzania. The formation and sound of these alveolar and postalveolar clicks in these languages is similar to the sound, which expresses disapproval in American English. However, despite these sounds being present in English, we do not use them as consonants. So, what is it that makes click consonants so uncommon in other countries outside of southern and east Africa? For starters, click consonants are non-plemonic speech sounds, meaning that when these consonants are pronounced, airflow does not come from our lungs. These sounds are the opposite of plemonic sounds, which involve pushing air out of our lungs and through either our mouth or our nose. Clicks, which are a prominent feature of the Khoisan language family, make up a large part of their vocabulary and are the initial sounds in around 70% of the words. There are five different types of clicks. There's the bilabial click, which is close to a lip smacking sound, and the dental click, which sounds like, as mentioned before, in English language. There's also the postalveolar click, which is similar to the sound we use to imitate the sound of a horse's hooves, and the palatal click, which sounds close to fingers snapping. Lastly, there is the lateral click, which is close to the sound some of us may use when calling over, for example, our dog or other animals. Now, while most of these sounds are used in our daily lives, the main difference that separates the English language from African languages that use clicks is that we only use these sounds paralinguistically. This means that although these sounds carry meaning in the English language, such as signaling disapproval or calling over a pet, they do not contribute to creating words. As for the answer to our original question asked at the beginning of this podcast, the exact answer behind how click consonants develop is unknown. For the most part, it's all speculative. In Khoisan languages, which are classified as a subgroup of African languages, clicks have existed from time immemorial, to the point where we don't know what came before clicks or what led to their development. In other language families, such as Bantu, we know that clicks were adopted into their language as a result of contact with Khoisan language users, or other languages that may have used such sounds. However, this alone still doesn't tell us where or how clicks originated from. Most linguists today assume that click consonants arose relatively later on in human history, however. Nevertheless, a general assumption behind the development of click consonants is that they developed from sequences of non-click consonants. These consonants are found allophonically for doubly articulated consonants in West Africa. To emulate this development, a few linguists have posited these developments in historical reconstruction. One such example of this development is the Sandawe word for horn, which has a lateral affricate. It is surmised that this word may be a cognate with one root found in the Koe language family. So, this suggests that some clicks in the Koe language family may have formed from consonant clusters in instances where the first vowel of a word was lost. While this linguistic phenomenon is more of a general assumption than a concrete answer, it still provides us with some explanation behind where these sounds came from. So, what does our question behind click consonants mean for language in a larger context? As we've mentioned earlier, clicks already exist in various cultures, such as ours, albeit paralinguistically. So, will there be a time in the future where clicks begin to migrate into our phonological inventory, becoming a new form altogether? Or will these sounds continue to remain primarily in southern and east Africa? Will we ever have a reason to adopt clicks into our language to begin with? What was the reason behind adopting clicks into the Bantu language? There are various factors that contribute to the development and meaning behind language, so you can never truly know for sure how our languages might adapt in the future, can you? So while there is a possibility that we may never be able to understand how exactly click consonants came to be, there is still a great deal to be learned behind the development and adoption of click sounds in other languages, and that is what makes asking these questions all the more interesting and important to linguists.